This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu,
Arvind Yuvraj.
We've been having a discussion just a moment ago, 20 meta trends for the roaring 20s. That will be uploaded shortly to the podcast. We've then, of course, been our main topic of discussion is about, well, fake profiles, fake people, fake all of that kind of stuff. You know, there are AI companies out there now that are wanting to create large amounts of fake people. Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. What's happening there? To help with stuff like diversity amongst photo shoots and even creating fake chatbots with real fake people. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Do you have a problem with this? Our question is that question. You know, let us know via WhatsApp. We've had a couple of messages. Frida, no more tweets. Let's go with the WhatsApp.
So Rohia said, I was interviewed recently. I thought it was the bot Rich was speaking off from the monosyllabic nature of the conversation until after I saw it go to the loo.
Right.
Okay.
It's human.
You know, and then we have Keshen saying, we have enough fake people around us. We don't need fake AI profiles. And maybe, you know, do we use the word fake, right? Because like I said, you know, when we look at commercials, we know they're actors.
Yeah.
Right? So it's such a negative connotation and maybe the word, I don't know, make-believe sounds kind of nice.
Make-believe is softer.
Right? Softer. So
it's warmer.
We just sort of put, because we know like it's a bot, we know that this is not real, right? Should we not use the word fake, you know?
Yeah.
Then what do we use?
I don't know. Make-believe.
Imagination.
Your imaginary friend.
yeah. See?
Mr. Nobody. Is what my brother used to have a friend, Mr. Nobody. Oh. Mm-hmm. Whenever something went wrong, Mr. Nobody did it, of course. Right, speaking of fake things, Facebook.
Yeah.
Tell us all about the deepfake man.
And deepfakes. So Facebook is infamous for trying to tackle problems after they happen or after they become too big to contain. So like hate speech, racist content, toxic political content. Even this article from Wired says that the company has a reputation for reacting to problems only after they've publicly blown up in Mark Zuckerberg's face. This whole deepfake ban is pretty surprising, and people are actually saying kudos to Facebook for tackling the issue before it becomes a total nightmare for everyone. So for those who don't know, deepfake is the concept of making someone in a video say or do something that they didn't do by using AI and video manipulation. So it's very, very, very convincing, and it's also very, very, very dangerous for the people who don't know that it's a fake video because they might just believe anything that's in there, especially if it's political content. Basically, what happened is Facebook has put deepfake videos in the same bracket as nudity, hate speech, and graphic violence. They know the US elections are coming up, and after what happened the last time with Cambridge Analytica and the manipulation of political content, Facebook wants to make sure they don't have to deal with deepfake problems this time around. A video has to meet two criteria, so it must be manipulated in ways that aren't apparent to an average person and would likely mislead someone into thinking that the subject of the video said words that they did not actually say. And two, it must be the product of artificial intelligence or machine learning. So, again, Wired.com says the biggest problem with this policy is that most of the information that's spread aren't this sophisticated or isn't this sophisticated. They're mostly just edited videos out of context that spread the wrong message. So they are also known as shallow fake or cheap fake. It's taking someone's speech and passing it or pasting it into different visuals to make it sound wrong. So out of context stuff. Just someone saying something, if you don't have context, you might think they are saying something else completely or you know, something different. And these aren't AI. They don't use AI. They use very, very conventional, like basic tools. So if you're using AI detection tools to sort of find these videos, then they're not going to pick out these things.
Right.
They're still gonna spread around. Also, their deepfake ban doesn't include parody or satire. So if it's a comedy thing, or if it's like something like deepfake theater that we've seen from sites like Collider, then if it's considered funny and not harmful, then Facebook will just leave it alone. And how they decide what's funny or what's parody is a completely...
Please don't tell me that it's Mark Zuckerberg deciding what's funny or not.
So if it is, then that's another issue. So that's another problem. So how would they differentiate what's like satire and what's parody?
Well, you give a like or not, surely.
Yeah. Like a thumbs up.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of other things. So overall, people feel this policy is good, but there are major issues that are left in the dark. Like, what if the videos are shared on WhatsApp? We've seen how that has caused major problems in Brazil, in India. WhatsApp is owned by Facebook, but it's encrypted. So what then?
Right. Who decides what's parody? I mean, there's some things we know are obvious, like jokes. Like, you know, we see this videos of, you know, Trump singing Bohemian Rhapsody, whatever. And you know, and you know that's obvious. But then everybody can say, but it's a parody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My version of a parody and yours is not very, you know, it's different.
Yeah. What if he's singing something offensive, but it's also political because he's the, you know, the president and stuff. So how would you, where does that fall? Like, is that like bad? Is that good? Also, how fast is their fact checking? Because like a video can get millions of views like within the hour, and then their policy can kick in and say, okay, it's banned. But by the time the damage has been done, because that video is going to spread, it's going to mutate, it's going to take on different forms, then it's going to stay on the internet for years, decades, potentially forever. So how does Facebook's policy sort of catch that before it starts spreading? And also, how will they detect deepfakes? Because if it's working at Microsoft, it's working with other tech giants. But if the deepfake is so convincing and it's so real, then how does Facebook know that it's deepfake? So how powerful is Facebook's tech? So
don't they also have a deepfake of Mark Zuckerberg on there?
Which
is allowed to stay up.
Which they allowed to stay up because they consider that parody or satire.
Right.
See, that's the problem.
And you know, I think they should just come to Malaysia. We've been making advances in this for the longest time, right? I mean, we've had videos from 20, 30 years. Looks like me, sounds like me, but it isn't me.
It's definitely not me.
So I think we have, you know, made advancements in
this.
No,
we've mastered it. We've mastered, like, deepfake long ago. We've mastered the flying cars. So, you know, a lot of things, we are ahead of the curve, but maybe the rest of the world needs to catch up to where we are technology-wise.
This is the beautiful thing. We know how much work has to go and money has to go into these deepfake videos, you know, because we talk about it a lot. And let's forget about the Malaysian allegedly deepfake videos. It costs a lot of money to make these things.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of research. And when you hear somebody saying, no, that's not me in that video, you have to give a little smirk, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you're like, yeah, buddy.
Oh, big smirk.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if Facebook were allowed to decide, what would they do in that situation? So that's the big problem.
Our political landscape would be entirely different, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's leave it at that, shall we? We've had a nice discussion today, ladies and gents. Of course, we've been talking about dating apps needing women, advertising needing diversity, and AI companies are offering a solution by providing fake people. That sounds like an advert from like 2030 or something. But this is the reality in which we live nowadays. We've had a whole bunch of feedback regarding this. And of course, I'm sure there'll be discussions along these lines with Matt on Matt's Splain and in Tech Talk and Geek Squawk over the next coming weeks and months as well. Now, that's what we started off with today. We then moved on to
20 meta trends for the roaring 20s.
Then we finished with how Facebook has earned some brownie points with its deepfake ban.
Deepfake ban. Same thing, Arv. Same thing.
Yeah.
Is that Why a not? Bot? Is that a bot not working?
It's a fake person.
Right. Do not go anywhere, though. Coming up, of course, after the 1 o'clock news. 2019 has been a tumultuous year for the palm oil industry, especially for Malaysia. From the EU's move to phase out the use of edible oil from biofuels by 2030 to environmental concerns related to palm oil plantations in the region, the Breakfast Grill spoke with the CEO of the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, Datuk Darrell Weber, on the Breakfast Grill to discuss his thoughts and outlook for the industry in 2020. That's all coming up just after the news here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.